Okay, we're on Daf Kuf Zion, I think tonight, right? Kuf Zion. So I'll begin on Kufav Amud Beis, a few lines from the bottom. I'll begin 4 lines from the bottom on Kufav Amud Beis, 106b, 4 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Shmuel, Tam Einu Mekadesh, Tam Einu Mavdil. So Rav Yosef says the name of Shmuel, Tam Einu Mekadesh, means if a person has something to taste before Kiddush on Friday night, he cannot recite Kiddush. Tam Einu Mavdil, if he has something to eat before Havdalah, he can't recite Havdalah. And if you look at the Tosfos, the third layer of Tosfos, it's around 6 lines from the bottom, Tam Einu Mekadesh, Perishad Lamachar, Korma Achila. He's got to wait, let's say it's Kiddush, so he had something to eat before Kiddush Friday night, so now he's got to wait till tomorrow morning. He says, V'im Tomar, Lamai de Pirashan Lael, Apidayin Yatsu. So he says, but what do you do? We had the earlier Gemara that said that if you heard Kiddush and Shul, that your Yotze, the Kiddush and the wine, and he had wine to drink, your Yotze, all of it. He says, Kshishatabaveda Knesset. So how could a person go back home if he's heard Kiddush and Shul and he drank some of the wine? And according to one Shita, he's Yotze Kiddush, and he's just going to re repeat Kiddush so the members of his household could be Yotze. How can he do that? We just said, according to this opinion, Tam Einu Mekadesh. If it's something to taste, he can't read Kiddush anymore. So, V'yesh Lomar, Lo Mikri Tam, Kaven Lo Shelo Tamu, Elo Mikol Shel Bracha. He says, that's not called tasting, because the tasting he did was for Kiddush. So, you could say, there's different ways to understand it. One of the ways to understand it, that the person is penalized for drinking before Kiddush. He drank at the Kiddush, so maybe it doesn't make sense to penalize him. So he could go back and repeat Kiddush to the members of his household. Let me do a few more lines, then I'll pause. Now, on 2 lines from the bottom, on Kufav Amud Beis, 106b, 2 lines from the bottom, he says, "V'Rabba Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Tam Mekadesh V'Tam Avdil." So we have two versions about what Shmuel said, and they're both diametrically opposed one to another. So the first version is Shmuel says, if you had something to taste, you can't recite Kiddush. If you have something to taste, you can't recite Avdallah. Second version is punctfakert, Tam Mekadesh V'Tam Avdil. If you did have something to eat, even though you shouldn't, but you still can make Kiddush, and you can still make Havdalah. Let's go to the top line in Kubzayim Aleph. Amarava Hilchata Tam Mekadesh V'Tam Mavdil. So Rava says the halacha is like the second version, that if a person did have something to eat before Kiddush, he could still recite Kiddush. And if he has something to eat before Havdalah, he can still recite Havdalah. And if a person did not recite Kiddush on Friday night, he could still recite Kiddush all day the next day on Shabbos. And we had this before. He says, if a person did not recite Havdalah on Motzei Shabbat, he can make Havdalah the whole week, but it really means till through Tuesday. And you had this in yesterday's Gemara as well. And if you look at the top Tosfos says, Amam Rabbi Hilchata Tam Mekadesh V'chein Halacha. Tosfos says that's the halacha. Okay, let me pause for a second. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything they did so far?
What happens if he had a whole meal? It seems to me that over here that he's took like a snack.
What,
when you're talking, he had something.
What is the question?
What's the difference? What if he had a whole meal?
So if he had the whole
Could he
meal,
still say Kiddush?
he could, yeah, he absolutely can still recite Kiddush. Yeah, he can still recite Kiddush.
What happens if Friday night he went to sleep and he got up in the middle of the night that he reminded himself he didn't say Kiddush?
So then he preferably should recite Kiddush, say Hamotzi, and have the meal then, preferably.
Right then,
Right then. Okay, I'm going to move on. Okay.
According to the first opinion, that says that he can't make Kiddush till tomorrow morning.
Right.
Eat.
Say again, what?
Can he eat?
Yeah, so I don't think that he, well, I don't know if it's a davar muskam. There was something here. Let me just take for a second. 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute. Yeah, so he says at the end of footnote 4 in the Art Scroll, it is, he quotes from the Birkas Avram. It is unclear whether the person's having to lay Kiddush until the following morning bars him from eating anything until then. So it's not so clear whether he can or cannot eat further, according to that side. Okay?
Okay. And why
All
is
right.
Tosfos assuming that the guy drank the wine in shul. Maybe he just heard it. He didn't drink anything.
No. Because we said, according to the Tzad, that says, afi de yayin yatsa. Remember, the Gemara had that it could be, you heard Kiddush in shul, you're yotzei Kiddush, and you're yotzei the wine. You only yotzei the wine if you drank the wine.
If you drank it, I got it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. So we're on, Robert, welcome. We're on Kuf Zayin Man Aleph. We're around a few lines in, okay? We're around five lines down on 107A, okay? So, okay. Amemar patach laha la laha shmaita derava b'hai lishna. So Amemar, patach la means he opened up, he began it. If you look at the Tosfos says different gears. Amemar matni la, he taught it, which seems to fit in better. He says as follows, Amar Rava hilchata tam mekadesh tam avidil. The Rava said the lacha is that if a person has something to taste, he could still recite Kiddush. If he had something to taste, he could still recite Havdalah. Mishlo kiddush be'erev Shabbat mekadesh v'holei kol yom kulo. If a person did not recite Kiddush on Friday night, he could still recite Kiddush the whole Shabbos. Mishlo havdil b'motzei Shabbat mavdil v'holei kol yom kulo. If you didn't recite Havdalah on Motzei Shabbat, and here's the difference. This line is different than what we had before. Earlier we said we can make Havdalah kol haShabbat, but it meant through Tuesday. In this version, he says mavdil b'holei kol yom kulo. You can only make Havdalah one more day. So in other words, if you didn't make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbat, I get 24 hours to make Havdalah. That's according to the second version of Rava. Okay, the second version of Rava. All right, let's do 1 minute, 1 minute. Let me take a look. All right, let's do a little Tosfos on this. The second Tosfos. Everybody with me? Amemar matni la chulei b'sof milta garsin and mavdi b'holei kol yom kulo. So Tosfos says at the end, we're goreis, which is what we had, mavdi b'holei kol yom kulo, because if it's not that way, it's the same as the first lashon. So the second lashon has to be different. So Tosfos says, and again, like in the time of the Balei Tosfos, there weren't many halakhic works. So the people had to study, you know, the Gemara with the Tosfos and to figure out what the halakha was. So Tosfos tells us that the halakha is you can make Havdalah until Wednesday, means through Tuesday, not including Wednesday. Uva Tishbav Shechal Yopa Motzei Shabbat Nami. Now let's say you have Tishbav that comes out of Motzei Shabbat. Nami Regilin LaHavdil Achar HaTanit. So then we make the Havdalah after the Tanis. So that means on Sunday night you'll recite the Havdalah. B'chein B'seder D'Rav Amram. And that's brought down the Seder Rav Amram. All right. Okay. So.
But how is that approved? Because on Tisha B'Av, he can't make it on Saturday night. Here he could have made it, he just didn't do it. But on Tisha B'Av, Motzei Shabbat, he cannot make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbat.
Right. So do you think...
He wants to bring that as a proof that you can make it till Tuesday night. Right?
Right.
That's so why he brought that down.
Presumably. So I assume, in other words, like the two choices, I assume it would be like this. The two choices are either 24 hours or more than 24 hours.
Okay.
So if I'm making Havdalah on Sunday night, that's like...
Because you can't make it any other time.
Right.
You can't drink.
I understand. So, but I assume Tosfos is saying the fact that we do make... I don't know what the other side would say to do, but Tosfos is saying the fact that we're ragil to make Havdalah on Sunday night when Tisha B'Av is on a Sunday... That lends credence that we follow the other opinion. I assume that's what he's saying. I'm not 100% sure, but I assume that's where he's going. He says,
yeah, he wants to bring that as a proof.
Right. In other words, the Mavdil at Revi B'Shabbat. Right. So that supports the idea
that you can make it till Tuesday night.
That it's more than, in other words, the first side, I can only make it till the end of Sunday.
Right.
So let's say Sunday she is at 6 p.m., just the simple, not like say Sitka Kavim, 6 p.m. So after the fast, I'm going to make Havdalah, let's say 7 p.m.
Right.
So that doesn't work according to the first
opinion.
Year. So right. Worse than the second one. That's, I assume, the riot Tosfos is bringing. Okay. And he says in the state of Rav Amram, it brings down that way as well. All right. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? All right. Let's see. Back on the Gemara. Okay. We're up to around the eighth line near the small Dalet. So, Amri Le Mar Yanuka Mar Kashisha Bered Rav Chista Rav Ashi. So Rav Chisda has two sons. One is called Mar Yanuka, Mar Kashisha. Mar Yanuka is the younger master, Mar Kashisha the older master. Or, according to a different version, the names of the sons was actually Mar. It seems strange that they would give sons the same name, but apparently that's the way, you know, it's into the Havdil. I remember studying in college in Roman history that the Romans, they would give their daughters like the same name, like you'd be Claudia 1, Claudia 2, things like that. So according to this way, if you say that the names were Mar, if you say the names were Mar, then they actually have the same name. Excuse me for 1 minute, my phone is ringing. I'm sorry, 1 minute. All right, I'm back. Let's see. So the, Amrile Mar Yanuka Mar Kashisha. All right, 1 second. All right. So Amrile Mar Yanuka Mar Kashisha. All right, excuse me for 1 second. 1 minute. I'm sorry. Okay. So the so it says where is it? Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, I got it. So Amri Le Mar Yanuka Mar Kashisha Brid Rav Chisda Rav Ashi. So these two sons of Rav Chisda said to Rav Ashi, Zimnachara Ikla Amemar La Atrin. Once Amemar came to our locality, so Amemar arrived. Below Havalan Chamra, and we didn't. He needed to say Havdalah, and we didn't have any wine to give him. Below Havalan Chamra, Aitinale Shichra, below Avdil. So we brought him. Shechar means beer, but it means like date beer. I think this Gemara coming up, where it says Rapapa was a Sudani, was a brewer, and he was a brewer of dates. So we brought him the date beer. Below Avdil, he didn't want to make Havdalah on the date beer. He says Ubat Tavat. He went to sleep like in a state of inui. In other words, he wasn't eating, fasting, because he didn't want to eat before Havdalah. And then, Lamachar, Tarachtam Aitin Le Chamra Va'avdil. The next day, we went to the effort and we brought him wine and he made Havdalah V'tamidi. And then he ate something. Now, before I go on, the story's not over yet, but who says this here? 1 second. 1 second. Somebody brought this up. Anyway, where did I see this? But you know, we had an earlier Gemara. Where did the Rashbam say this? 1 second. I'm looking for something.
Didn't we?
1 minute. 1 minute. 1 minute. 1 minute. 1 minute. 1 minute. Oh. Anyway, so there was an earlier Gemara that had. That remember where the person walked into the house on Shabbos afternoon and he only had one cup of wine and he still ate shalashutis. And so the implication being like if you're it's a difficult situation, you could eat. So it could be that he was more machmir. It could be that Amemar was more machmir than the halacha required, that he, in other words, he had no wine. Perhaps Alpi halacha he might have been allowed to eat it. Or the distinction might be that there, the person, you know, doesn't anticipate that the wine would come, you know, or more wine would come. Here he knew more wine would come the next day. We'll see in a minute. 1 7 7 7. Oh, he has it here. He has it here. Well, then, right. It's in the blurb in footnote 8 in the art scroll. Okay, so let's see back in the Gemara. He says, now, Lashana, the next year, to Ikla Atrin. Again, he came to our locality. Lo Havalan Chamra, we didn't have any wine. Aitina Shikra, again, we brought him the date beer. He says, Amar, he said, Ihachi Chamar Medinahu. If this is the case, in other words, I see each case they don't have wine, and they keep bringing me date beer. That's a siman that the date beer is Chamar Medina. Chamar Medina means like the wine of the provinces. In other words, this the way some Rishonim take it, that this they use instead of wine. In other words, there's no wine around, so they use the date beer. The other way would be to say that it's something that they offer like an Adam Chashuv to drink, not just to quench his thirst, out of like kavod for him. He says, Avdil v'tamidi. So he made Havdalah on the date beer. He made Havdalah on the date beer, and then he had something to eat. So the Gemara says, Shmami Natzlat. So from here, and this is the way it usually works in the Gemara, we always learn three things, and here we're learning three things. Shmami Natzlat. Shmami Na Hamavdi Butfila Sarishi Havdila Lakos. We learn if a person makes Havdalah on Tefillah, he still has to make Havdalah on the coast. Meaning, we assume that a Maimor Davin Mariv, and presumably he said Havdalah in the Tefillah, but notwithstanding that, he didn't want to eat anything until he made Havdalah on the coast. So it's, he shows me that even though you make Havdalah in Tefillah, you still have to make Havdalah on the coast. Ushmamina Srulodam Shuchal Kodam Shevdil. And we also see a person is not allowed to eat until he makes Havdalah. He says, Ushmamina Mishlo Hivdil b'motzai Shabbat, Mavdil b'holei kol Shabbat kulo. And we also see that if a person doesn't make Havdalah motzai Shabbat, he can continue making Havdalah through Tuesday. Now, on this last point, one second. Let's look at Tosfos, the third Tosfos. Ushmamina Mavdil kol Shabbat kulo. From this incident, we only see that you could do Havdalah the following day because he made Havdalah on Sunday. It doesn't prove that I can make Havdalah on Monday and Tuesday. And we saw already there's a Shita that holds I can only make Havdalah on Sunday. And if you think it over, it makes a lot of sense because, like, just like by Kiddush, I can only make it up for 24 hours. So too for Havdalah, I can only do it. In other words, the time for Kiddush is Shabbos. So sometime in Shabbos I could do Kiddush. Time for Havdalah is Sunday. So anytime on Sunday I get it, not past it. So Tosfos says, Lo shaminina ela kol yom, ela nakat hachi mishum dalacha kein. The Gemara mentions that you can make Havdalah the whole week because that's the halacha, meaning till through Tuesday, but not that you could necessarily derive it from this incident with Amemar. Now, let's look at the Rashbam around the 10th narrow line down, Shamat minatlat. Shoshadvarim b'sidrei Havdalah, three things that relate to the procedure for Havdalah. B'avagav shemin minad mavdilan al chamar medina, he says, afapisha eno yayin. Now, there's a fourth thing we can learn, right? We could learn that you can make Havdalah on chamar medina, right? That's a big chiddush. He didn't mention that one. He says, so how come? Lo chashiv lo ayri ila b'seder Havdalah. So Rashbam says, he doesn't mention that, because he's dealing with like the procedure. That's an incidental halacha. He's teaching me what is the procedure to make Havdalah. I make Havdalah. I have to, in other words, even though when I daven, I still have to make Havdalah. I can't eat anything until I make Havdalah. If I don't make Havdalah on Shabbat, I make it the whole day. But this thing about the Chamar Medina is incidental halacha, or inami, milta the pshituhu, the kaven de ein yayin elabir. In other words, there's no other wine. In other words, this is the only drink they have here. So it makes more logical. You want to say it's logical that's the one you'll use to make Havdalah over it. All right, one second. Now, there's another Girsa in the Gemara. That who brings this down? Is it the Rif? There's another Girsa where the three things are brought down in the middle of the sugya. Who has this here? One second. He has it here. So it's the end of footnote 13 in the art scroll. In the Rif, he has the Girsa, Shmami Natzlat is before the incident where he drank the date beer. In other words, year one he comes, he doesn't make Havdalah. And then the Rif has it, Shmami Natzlat. And then he brings the incident about drinking the date beer. So then Vadai, it's Pashut, why he doesn't mention it over there. All right, let me do a few more lines and then I will pause. Okay, now the topic that we've hooked into is the topic of Chamar Medina. Chamar Medina is, again, like you have a drink. Again, there's a machloket rishon on how to define Chamar Medina. That's going to be the $64,000 question. What is Chamar Medina? But when and under what circumstances can person recite Kiddush or Havdalah on Chamar Medina? You know, like schnapps would be an example of Chamar Medina. Okay, let's see. We'll go further in the Gemara, and then we'll come back, and hopefully we'll be able to summarize. Okay? So, now... We're around eight lines above where it gets very wide. Baimineh Rav Huna mi Rav Chista. So Rav Huna posed the following question to Rav Chista. Now, the Bach changes it that Rav Chista posed to Rav Huna. Rav Huna was the Rebbe, Rav Chista was the Talmud. That's clear. So our way is Baimineh Rav Huna mi Rav Chista. Rav Huna, the Rebbe, is asking the Talmud. That usually doesn't work that way. Usually the Talmud asks the Rebbe. So that's why Rav Chista, that's why the Bach flips it over. The Rav Chista asks Rav Huna. But some want to say, no, it's Rav Huna, Rav Chista. Rav Huna wanted to sharpen Rav Chista. In other words, the Rebbe sometimes asks the questions and Talmud to sharpen him up. He says, Ma'u l'kidusha eshechra, is one permitted to recite Kiddush on Friday night on Shechar, which is beer, but it means date beer. His Amar, Hashta Uma Pirzuma Uta'eni Be'asne Debayim Ineme Rav. Now, when it comes to these other three beverages, Pirzuma is barley beer, which would be like our beer, beer that's been brewed from barley. That's Pirzuma. And Te'ene is fig beer. And Ba'asne is like fruit beer. Those are all superior to date beer. He says, Debayim Ineme Rav. So if it's our version that Rav Chista said, I asked Rav, V'rabi Rebbe Chia, V'rabi Chia me Rebbe. So we went up the chain and they asked Rebbe, what's the halacha? Can we recite Kiddush on any of these items? So the Velo Pashatle, he Rebbe didn't rule that you could. He didn't weigh in that you could make Kiddush on those things. Shichrim Yubayah. So if those superior drinks you can't make Kiddush, certainly Shechar you can't make Kiddush for. So Savur, we're four lines above where it gets wide on Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph, Michael. Okay, Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph, 107a, four lines above where it gets wide. So Savur Mina, Kiddushi Hudlu Mekachin Ani Levei. So they thought that you can't make Kiddush over the Sheikhar, Aval Abduli Mavdalin. And they thought that perhaps you could recite Havdalah over the Sheikhar. So Amar Luhu Rav Chista, so Rav Chista said to them, it was the Talmidim and the base Medrash thought this way. So Rav Chista said to them, "Hachi Amar Rav." This is what Rav says: "Shem Shem Mekachin Alav, Kachim Avdilin Alav." Just like you can't, so it's like linking it together, Kiddush and Havdalah. Just like one is not allowed to recite Kiddush on the date beer, one cannot recite Havdalah on the date beer. So Itmar Nami, it was last narrow line. It was also stated, "Amar Rav Techlifa Bar Avimi Amar Shmuel Shem Shem Mekachin Alav, Kachim Avdilin Alav." Just like we can't make Kiddush on it, we can't make Havdalah on it. So here in this sugya, Rav and Shmuel are both saying, just like I can't make Kiddush on the date beer, on the Sheikhar, so it's what can't make Havdalah. They both agree with that. So this is a hot topic now for how this is working with the Chamar Medina. So on the other hand, Amemar earlier in the sugya, 10 lines earlier, Amemar did make Havdalah on Sheikhar. We saw that Amemar made Havdalah on Sheikhar. So that's the way the Rambam takes it. The Rambam takes it that we're going to paskin like a Maimar, that we can make Havdalah on Sheikhar, but when it comes to Kiddush on Friday night, we're going to paskin that you can't make Havdalah on it. That's the way the Rambam paskins. The Rush takes it that if we say the halakha is like a Maimar, and that's the way the poskim seem to weigh in, the halakha is like a Maimar, so then the whole halakha, that would mean that theoretically you could make Kiddush on the Sheikhar. You could make Kiddush on the Sheikhar. So now the Balei Tosfot, there's a big fat Tosfos on Kufav Mabez, Makadish Arifta. It's turn back to the previous Amud. If you look at the sixth wide line in that big Tosfos, so it's the sixth very wide line. He says, "V'kula shemaitin to asra the kiddusha shichra," like the whole sugya where it says you can't make kiddush on sheichar, ikla ukme b'she'enu chamar medina. So Tosfos says you should understand it's not chamar medina. So if it's not chamar medina, there's no stira. In other words, so when Shmuel and Rav are saying you can't make the havdalah and the kiddush on sheichar, but the sheichar is not the chamar medina. So if it's chamar medina, then maybe you could. So this gets to be a big issue in halacha. Let me just do a few lines with this, and then we'll wrap it up, hopefully. Now, the Mechaber brings down, this is in Siman Ayin Resh Beis in Shulchan Aruch. So the Mechaber says like this, "B'makom she'in yayin matsui, if wine is not available, yesh omrim she'mekadshin al sheichar u'shar mashkim chutz min amayim." Some say that one can make kiddush on sheichar and other mashkim other than water. So, and provided that it's the Chamar Medina, V'yeshomrim. Now, this is this first shita. That's the shita of the Rush. V'yeshomrim she'ein mekadshim. Some say that we shouldn't be mekadish on the sheichar. That's the shita of the Rambam, right? That's what we said. Rambam says you can't make kiddush on sheichar. Ula harash belaila lo yikadish al sheichar ela al hapat. Now he says, according to the Rush, at night, presumably everybody has bread at night. In other words, you're going to have a meal. You're going to say hamotzi. So rather than making kiddush on sheichar, make kiddush on the bread. That's much better. So make kiddush on the bread. You're allowed to make kiddush on the bread. Uvaboker yoter tov l'kadesh al sheichar shivarech. But in the morning, you know, it's better to make kiddush on sheichar. Is what the Mechaber says. In the morning, it's better to make kiddush on sheichar. So 1 minute. He says shivarech alav shakol konam birchan amotzi shivarech alapatchila enkan shemshinui v'dibrei tamhem. In other words, in the morning, there's no special bracha for the kiddush, right? In other words, the whole kiddush is bori pi agafen. So if I say I'm going to make kiddush on bread, there's no hecker that I'm even making any kiddush. But at night, when I'm making the bracha hamotzi and I'm making, you know, asher kitchanu bracha shem kaddish shabbos, it's clear that I'm making kiddush on the bread. Okay, that's the way that goes. Now let me just talk for a few minutes about Chamar Medina. And then that's the basic way that the halakha is. So the halakha so far is coming out. On Friday night, you only want to make kiddush on wine. If there's no wine available, then go for bread. That's the way it's coming out, l'pi halakha. In the morning, you also want to make kiddush on wine. But if there's no wine available, then make it on sheichar. All right. Now what is Chamar Medina? That's the $64,000 question. What is Chamar Medina? So in the Piskei Tshuvos, he goes through, there's like different categories. Obviously, the best category is wine. But the second category is like an alcoholic beverage. That would be the second category. And he says, in other words, if it's an important meal, I would honor somebody with like a drink from like a liquor or things like that. And it's also misameach. That's an aspect of wine. Wine is misad sa'id and it's misameach. It satisfies and it also is misameach. And this is also misameach. He says, and it's only makom yayin. So he says, and then he says, im chaviv alav mashkeze yoter miyayin. If you prefer this over wine, or the wine is very expensive, so you could make kiddush over in the morning. Okay, that's the second category. And again, at night you shouldn't make it, but that's the second category. All right, the third category, he says, is like tea, coffee. He's got bira shechora. This is like black beer. I don't know. He says umitzim tiviim mischita peirot, and naturally juiced fruit. In other words, juice made from fruit naturally. He says some say anything that's not mashka meshachir is not chamar medina. Some will say anything that's not intoxicating doesn't qualify as chamar medina. He says, and some say, since you would be mechabed a guest with this, so it is considered chamar medina. So in other words, you're going down like the totem pole. Wine is the best. Then I have the alcoholic beverages. And I slip down a notch. I have other beverages. Let's say he's got this bira shakora. I don't know. A beer does sound like it would be intoxicating if it's bira shakora. I don't know. I'm not so familiar with what they have in Eretz Yisrael with the bira shakora, but certainly it's not a high level of alcohol with it. And then he's got like the fruit juices. He says, and some say he says it's not enough that a person would be, once it's not intoxicating, he says, then it's not enough that it should be a mashka that you give like to honor a guest. It also has to be something that people would normally drink it and be kovei suda on it. So Halakha L'maaseh says there's a machlok among the minhagim. Some people are lenient with these things and some asur it absolutely. All right. So then he's got other drinks. He says, let's say like, I think he means like soda and things like that, which don't seem to really cut it as Chamar Medina, and you can't make Kiddush on them. Okay, and then he says, like, you know, may soda, I assume he's seltzer, certainly everybody can. Okay, who's got questions on anything we did so far?
I have two questions. Milk, where does milk sit?
That's a good question. You know, I tell you, the Mishnah Berurah paskens that you should not make havdal on milk, but I remember one of my rebbeim was Rabbi Yaakov Berbrovsky, Zechron Lebracha. He studied in Mir and Kamenetz, and he said that he remembered that in Mir they would recite havdal on milk. So again,
I remember Deska's father sometimes did. That's why.
Yeah.
So that's why I was asking. The other question I have is,
obviously, when you say about milk, this is not at all ideal. Ideally,
no, of course not.
You know, get wine. Get a bottle of Kenem grape juice. Go ahead and do it. But it's like if you're living like in poverty, you have nothing. Mm-hmm. So then the making of Havdalah on milk, like here in Great Neck, and it's hard for me to justify making Havdalah on milk.
And, and Havdalah, if you didn't have the drink, can you make Havdalah on bread or no? You can't make it
No. Havdalah can only Kiddush on Friday night can be made
okay.
of bread.
Okay. Okay.
All right, good? Everybody good? Okay, I'm going to move on. Okay, so we're on Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph, and we're up to the second wide line. Okay? Okay. Levi Shadalei the Rebbe, Shichra Bar Tleisar Megane. Levi sent to Rebbe a date beer, Bar Tleisar Megane. It went through like 13, 13, rinses with dates, like steeping, like they steep it. In other words, you have the dates and you have like water, and then the water absorbs some of the juice of the date. Then you put it in another batch with other dates, another day, 13 times, he says, and obviously it fermented. Tame havabasim tuva. So Rebbe tasted it and it was delicious. Like Levi made a delicious brew of date beer. Amar kagon zerui lekadosh alav lomar lav koshirov tushbachot shabo olam. He said, "This date beer is so good." Now this was Rebbe. He says, "This you can make kiddush over and say all the wonderful songs and praises to a kaddish baruch in the world." Belalia tsaare at night it hit him like it's like loosens the bowels, the date thing, it loosens the bowels. So Rebbe had a lot of difficulty at night with that wonderful beer that Levi had made. He says, Amar miyastra numufayes. Now, there's different ways to understand this term. It's just two words. So first we'll do the Rashbam, then we'll do Rashi and another one. So if you look at the Rashbam, which is the last narrow line downstairs, miyastra numufayes bitmia. There was like a question. Something which gives such pain and discomfort to a person, is that the thing you want to make kiddush over? In other words, it doesn't cut it anymore. Now that I see the totality, the true nature of this drink, it's not something to make kiddush over. All right, now, if you look, though, at the Rashi, which is upstairs, it's interesting. The one downstairs was the last narrow line. The one upstairs is the first narrow line. Okay, Miyastrin Mefayes, he says, Mitzarin, and then what is the base here? Mitzarin Hain. He says, Mitzarin Hain, Aval, Bishachshia, Mefaisin Hain. That's so in other words, the Bach adds two words, Hain, he says, Mitzarin Hain, Uvishachshia, Mefaisin Hain. In other words, it does give it is problems later on, but when you drink it's delicious. So in this version, in Achinami, it has redeeming value, and you could make kiddush on it the way the Rashi has it. Then, if you look at Rabbeinu Hananel, actually, there's two things to look at. 1 minute. Let me just see. So it's the Rabbeinu Hananel and what's in the Masorah Shas. You see, there's a small chet in my Gemara. So if you look in the Masorah Shas, the small chet, so it says, Perush meisir hadat kmo hameisit shababidvarim rakim vu matok mufateb b'nei adam l'shtoto v'charkach mitzair. So he takes it. You see, we have miyastron. So the way Rashi and the Rosh Brahma understood miyastron, it afflicts. And Mephias, it like makes it nicer. So they both learned that way. But the commentary from the Aruch, and Rabbeinu Hananel is like this as well, Miyastron doesn't mean it afflicts. Miyastron is like Meisir Hadas. It like totally seduces you. So we have, I don't know if they had Miyastron or Misron or whatever, but he wants to say Meisir Hadad, come on, Meisir. Like the person who's amazed, the person induces somebody to a avodah zara. Shabbat v'om rakim, he's like a like smooth talker. V'umatok, it's sweet. U'mafate b'nei adam l'shoto, and seduces people to drink it. V'charkak mitza'er, I mean, l'shona mapis morsa. And afterwards, it gives a lot of agita, like mapis morsa. Who remembers mapis morsa, by the way? Anybody? Now it's time to speak. Unmute if anybody remembers mapis morsa. Anybody remember mapis morsa? We had this. No? In Masechet Shabbat. Anyone remember? When I say it to you, you'll all know it, I think. Remember the Gemara? It's on Daf Gimel. Remember the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Kol Paturei de Shabbat Patur of Alasur, that whenever it says in Masechet Shabbat Patur, it means Patur of Alasur, the bar, me, Tzad Svi, Tzedat Nachash, and Mapis Mursa, except for, you know, capturing the deer and capturing the Nachash and Mapis Mursa, lancing the boil. Lancing the boil? So that's, even though it's Patur, that's means mutar. Anyway, so here, so mapis, so it's lashon mapis morsa. In other words, like lancing. In other words, so then it gives the pain. So the idea is that it's just flipping the words. It's saying that it's like it's seducing in the beginning, then bad at the end. All right, yeah. What?
I was going to say, is it possible that you can make kiddush on it, and it's delicious, and it's fine. But maybe you liked it so much, you drank a lot of it, and that caused them.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. All right, let's take a look. Now, the fourth wide line in the Gemara.
What does tasting good have to do with making kiddush on it? What does tasting good have to do with making kiddush on it?
It means, well, I thought you were going to say the other way around, but it means like this. If something is like a wonderful, delicious drink, that's more chashuv. The more chashuv the drink, the more it qualifies as a chamar medina, something that you could make kiddush over. So if it's a more and more and more important drink, so it's delicious drink, delicioso, and so then that's more reason to cut it, that you could make kiddush over it. All right, let's take a look. Okay, now the fourth wide line on Kuf Zayin and Aleph. Everybody mute themselves who was unmuted. Okay, so it says, Amar of Yosef, Edur Barabim, Delo Eshte Shichra. So Rabbi Yosef said he's going to make a neder publicly that he's not going to drink the Shechor because of its bad implication. So Amarava, Eshte Me Zurian, Delo Eshte Shichra. Rabbi said, I prefer to drink like flax water than the shekhar. It means flax water is pretty stinky. Shekhar, he didn't like the impact of the shekhar. But Amar Rava, maybe, you know, Michael, maybe you could do the same thing. Like I said to Shai, he's not here tonight. You should take all the Gemaras that had to do with veterinarians. Maybe you could take all the Gemaras that have to do with the GI tract, collect them, write your own little perush on it, and you could say, like, you know, views from Daf Yomi, from a... from an internist, okay, or is it from a person who can really see the inside of the Gemara, from the inside and the out of the Gemara. Something you come up with a nice phrase. Okay, so the Gemara says here, Va'amarava teve shakyuta shichra manda mekade shashichra. Let a person's drink always be shechar, even during the week, if he makes kiddush and shechar. Meaning, if he's trying to like get a cheap deal, he doesn't want to pay for the wine, he'll do shechar. So let his drink always be shechar. In other words, that's what he's mechabit Shabbos. Let him be that way all the ways of the week. In other words, he won't have a lot of money. Rav Ashchi Rav Huna the Kaddish Shechra. Rav Huna encountered Rav, and Rav was making kiddush on the shechar. Now, if you remember a few lines earlier, we learned that Rav and Shmuel both said you shouldn't make kiddush on the shechar. Remember? So one way we could get out of this: how is it that Rav is making kiddush on the shechar here? So we could say that it depends on locality. In other words, if, remember, the Bali Tosfot said that when the Gemara said you couldn't, that you can't make kiddush, it's talking about it's not Chamar Medina. Maybe in this locality it was the Chamar Medina. He says, Rav Ashkei Rav Huna Dekadosh Shechor, means Rav Huna encountered Rav. Rav was making kiddush on Shechor. Amar Lei Shari Abba Lemikne Istra Mishechor. That I see Abba is either like a title of kavod for Rav, that you've begun to make money off the Shechar. I guess you're in the Shechar business also. And now you're Machshiv, the Shechar. And now if you look at the in the Rashbam, in the third wide line, Sharili Abba Hilchilasot Sheikhar Ulistakir Bo, he began making Sheikhar and making money off of it via Febi Necham Kadish Talav, and now you're Machshiv the Sheikhar. You know, the only thing I could say is I'm thinking, I don't remember the name of the person, but I remember hearing on TV, it was talking about one of these banana companies. And the guy, he's like, you know, he makes a zillion dollars, he's out of the whole company from the bananas. And he says, this is the most delicious fruit. Like you have the bananas on the table. And I'm thinking, when you're making millions from it, it tastes a lot better. So here the Gemara is saying that Rav, he says, had begun to, you know, make money off of the Sheikhar. And so I don't know, for him it became a favorite drink. All right, I don't know more to say on this. All right, now, I'm going to go on. All right, we're on the sixth very wide line. Okay.
If you drink actually the Sheikhar with the banana, then you won't have any problem.
I don't know. Okay, you have to ask Michael about that. Okay, listen, I thought we had so much time, but I see we're running out of time. I have to keep moving. So Tanur Rabbanan, Ein Mekadshin El Yayin, Vei Mevarchin El Yayin. So the Braisa says we only make Kiddush on wine, and we don't understand this. We only make a bracha on wine. So Gemara says, Atu Ashikra Vei Amaya Milo Mevarchin Alayu Shakol Nivar. Don't we make Shakol on Sheikhar and water? What do you mean don't make only bracha on wine? Amar by Hachi Kamar, in Omrim have a kosher bracha, Levarech El Al Yain. It means, Aim of Ark El Yain, when I have to bench, so it should be from wine. In other words, the kiddush should be on wine, and the kosher bracha should be on wine. Okay, the next price, Tanur Banan, Aim Kachel Sheikhar. We don't recite kiddush over Sheikhar. Mishum Reb Lazar, Bar Rebbe Shimon Amru, Mekachin, Mitimat Yain Koshahu, or Matemet Yain Koshu is the way the Rashbam and Rashi have. In other words, that I don't know if I read this right. One second. Give me one second. Yeah, I didn't say it right. Yeah, let me read it again. He says rather Tanur Rabbanan a mekachin l'sheichar mishum Reb Lazar by Rebbe Shimon amru mekachin. So it's machloket whether you make kiddush on sheichar, and then the Braisa says matimat or matemet yayin kol shehu, that a person could just take like a sip of wine for the kosher bracha. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Meir Malo Lugma. It has to be like your cheeks, or Malo Lugma is what they say. So it means Rov Kos. So it's machloket how much wine you have to drink for the kosher bracha. Amarav Huna, Amarav, V'chein Tani Rav Gidl de Ben Narish. So Rav Huna said the name of Rav, and Rav Gidl de Ben Narish taught the following braisa. Hamakadesh v'tamalo lugma yatsa. If a person recites Kiddush, and he had Malo Lugmav, he's Yotze, Bimlav Lo Yatza. It really comes out, Malo Lugmav is Rov Revius, so you have to have a Rov Revius of Kiddush. So he says, Am Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and then there's a Homach Loket, if your cup holds more than Revius, so some poskim say you have to have Rov Kos, you know, in other words, if the Kos just holds Revius, then it's Malo Lugmav. But if the Kos holds more than Revius, so then you have to have Rov Kos, according to some poskim. So he says, Am Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Anat Tanina Lo Gidul Bar Menashev, Lo Gidul Bar Menyumi, Lo Gidul Stama. So I taught this braisa, not that Rav Gidul Ben Narish taught it, just Gidul taught it. He says, just Rav Gidul taught it. L'may Nafkamina, what's the Nafkamina? What do we say? Which way or the other way? L'mirma Didei Adidei, if you have a stira. In other words, there's one person, Rav Gidul Bar Menashe, another Rav Gidul Bar Menyumi. So he just says Rav Gidul. So if there's a stira, so we'll say, well, maybe the Rav Gidul was the other Rav Gidul. All right, now, two lines from the bottom. So if you look at the Tosfos, Tosfos says, Im ta'am lo lugma, he ends up saying that Malo Lugmav is Rov Kos, is Rov Revius, that Malo Lugmav is Rov Revius. That's what Tosfos says. Okay, so two lines from the bottom. Ibailahu, now we're going back to our Mishnah. If you remember, on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to sit down to a meal, Samach L'mincha. So I explained the Mishnah that meant Mincha Ketana, 3:30. Samach L'mincha means 3 o'clock, but we don't know that yet. I explained it based on the Maskana of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Ibayil hu Samach L'mincha G'dola Tanan, o Dilma Samach L'mincha Ketana Tanan. When it says Samach L'mincha, does it mean Samach L'mincha G'dola, which would be 12 o'clock? Mincha G'dola is 12:30, and so Samach would be 12 noon. Does that mean from 12 noon I can't sit down for a meal? Or maybe it means o Dilma Samach L'mincha Ketana Tanan. Or if Mincha Ketana is 3:30, maybe it means from 3 o'clock. So samach l'mincha gedola tanan, why would, what's the logic of each sad? So if it's samach l'mincha gedola, mishum pesach, dilma ati l'mimshach, ba'ati, turn page, l'imnuei min l'moad pischa. Maybe the concern is that if I sit down for a meal, and I'm in Yerushalayim, I'll get so involved in the meal, I won't bring my korban pesach. Maybe that's the problem, and maybe that's why the Tana says that you can't sit down, we think, for a meal, like within a half hour of Mincha Gedola, and that's when you bring the Korban Pesach from 12:30. O Dilma, Samach L'Mincha K'tanatanan, or perhaps what the Tana is saying, you can't sit down for a meal near Mincha Ketana with 3 o'clock, and why would that be? Umishum Matzah, Dilma L'Ati L'Mechla L'Matzah Achila Gasa, because we're afraid you're going to get too filled up. Want you to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah at night, and if you're too filled up, you won't be able to fulfill the matzah, the mitzvah of matzah at night. Now, there's a question, why did the Gemara have to shift gears? Why couldn't we say that you'll get filled up and you won't be able to eat the Korban Pesach properly with Achila Gasa? So one idea the Rashbam has is a different filling up for matzah and a different filling up for meat. Like, I apparently, in was like, I get disgusted with the food, and a little bit will do it for the matzah, a little bit won't do it for the meat. But there's also a Tosos, if we have time, I was going to go through it. But Tosos ends up saying there's two different types of achila gasa. There's one achila gasa, like I'm stuffed to the gills. Achila gasa is not called achila. In other words, let's say, like, the Gemara has... in Yoma, ha'ochel achila gasa b'yomakim prim patur. Let's say it's Kol Nidre night. I'm stuffed to the gills because I really ate as much food as I could. I'm bursting at the seams. And now I get to shul and I eat something. So a person's patur from that achila, that's achila and achila gasa. Achila and achila gasa is not called achila. And then there's another type of achila which is also called achila gasa, which isn't quite so filled, but it's a little bit, you know, also it's uncomfortable. So that's the idea that he says on the fifth wide line. But Omer Rabbi Notam, Trei Gab Ne'achila Gasa, Chachnav Shokasim L'Chol, V'yotah Patur B'yom Krim, V'yesh Achila Gasa She'inu Mitavela Echol, Achiesh Batam. He says that there's another Achila Gasa, like, you know, like I don't want to, it would be Achila, but I don't want to really eat it right now. All right, one second. Give me one second. One second. 1 minute. Okay. Right. So the idea is we're concerned that I'm going to be so stuffed I won't be able to eat matzah at night. I'll be stuffed to the gills if I begin that meal. Or the other thing is, I won't be that filled. I won't be that much filled up, but you know, it won't be hidur mitzvah. In other words, I will have a mitzvah matzah, but I won't be eating matzah in the best way. All right, let me go further in the Gemara. I got to wrap it up. Okay, so the third line. So Amar Avina Tashma. So we're trying to figure out what is the pshat in our Mishnah. Is the prohibition sitting down for a meal at 12 o'clock or at 3 o'clock? So Tashma, afilo gripas ha-melech shuragila chol b'tei sh'ot, oto yom lo yuchal ha-chetechshach. The Bryce says that even Agrippa ha-melech, who is a from king, and even he on Erev Pesach, and he normally has his meal at 9 hours. So the ninth hour of the day is from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. That even Agrippa ha-melech, who normally sits down for a meal between 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock, I mean, there's a time when everybody, they had two meals, Bizman Chazal. You have one meal early in the day, one meal at night. So there's different times when different people eat during the day. He's eating even later. He's a king. So he normally eats teish sh'ot, oto yom lo yuchal teshach. He should not eat until nightfall at the Seder. Iyamet b'shleim is samuch l'mincha k'tana tanan. So if we'll say the pshat in the Mishnah is samuch l'mincha, at 3 o'clock I can't eat, hain revuti da gripas. So the chiddush is that a gripas shouldn't begin to have a meal before 3 o'clock, because the meal is going to go after 3 o'clock, and we'll talk about this. He says, "Ela yamrit samach l'mincha gedola tanan." But if the pshat is that I can't eat from 12 o'clock going forward, he says, "My revuta d'agripas chal Easter le'meikar." What's so special about Agrippas? Nobody can eat from 12 o'clock. He's saying, like, even Agrippas Samelach, he normally eats from 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. So the Gemara thinks the only pshat it makes sense. The prohibition is from 3 o'clock, and even Agrippas, who normally sits down for a meal maybe at 2:30, but the meal is going to go b'shas isur, he can't do it. So el is samach l'mincha k'tana tanan. So the Gemara says, "Sof sof my revuti d'Agrippas Hamatle Zman Isura. So what's the Chiddush with Agrippas? Now, if you remember, the Rashbam points out, we learned earlier that according to Rabbi Yossi, you could begin a meal beheter and continue on. So the Rashbam says that that's only if you anticipate finishing the meal like before the time, but then it goes on. But here, where you know the meal is going to go later on, then you can't. That's the way the Rashbam says. So the Gemara says, so what's the Chiddush of Agrippas even this way? So the Zman Easter comes. What's so special about Agrippas? Nobody can eat at that time. So Mahu Detema, Teshot L'Agrippas, Karba Shotidan Dami. I might have thought 9 hours for Agrippas, which means from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, that's like 4 hours for the average person. When the person normally eats in the fourth hour of the day, from 9 o'clock to 10 a.m. He says, "Come and therefore he should be, and he'll eat, and he'll still be hungry at night, and it will work." So I would think that he should get a waiver. Kamashmalan, not that way. So the point is that the Gemara has brought a proof that it's samuch l'mincha ketana, samuch l'mincha ketana. All right, who's a question comes to us? Anything I said so far? All right, let me go on. Okay, now, seven lines from the bottom. We have Rabbi Yossi, but the correct on the side, Rabbi Yossi. Aval matbilhu b'mine targima. Now, matbilhu b'mine targima means everything they would eat would be dipping. So it means you take the mine targima, which the Rashbam learns is fruit or meat. In other words, you could have, means like delicacies. You could have fruit or meat. This is before the Seder. In other words, matbil, you could dip it. In other words, you could eat that. He says, Rabbi Yitzchak matbil b'yarke. Rabbi Yitzchak would have vegetables, in other words, before. He says, Tani nami hachi, we learn a brisa that supports this. Hashamash matbil b'bnei me'ayim, v'don't none of neho orchim. The shamash, the waiter, is, you know, can be matbil b'bnei me'ayim. One second. In other words, he'll dip the intestines and serve it. Doesn't sound so delicious to me, but that's it. If you don't know the orchim, be'afa pishen raya l'davar zeicha l'davar. And even though there's not a conclusive proof from the psukim, but he's going to prove that like it's like having like a forespies. Well, it is a forespies. You're having something before the meal, and it makes you hungrier. He says shenemar niru l'cham nir v'al tizrau el kotzim. In other words, like plow the land, and then you won't. You won't sow upon thorn bushes. In other words, when you plow first, then the planting will go easier. So he's saying like when you like have a little bit to eat, it like makes you hungrier a little bit, and then it'll help the meal. It won't hurt the meal. Rava havashati chamra kuli mala yoma de pischa ki heki nidenigure libe denechul matzah tvei leorta. Rava would drink wine all of Erev Pesach to like whet his appetite and make him hungrier to eat matzah at night. I'm a Rava, menamin alo, the chamra migra garier. Rava says, how can I prove to you that wine makes a person hungrier? He says, ditnan, because we learn in the Mishnah, the top line of Kuf Chedam and Aleph, 108a, the top line, Beina kosalalu im ratzal shtot yishteh. Between these cups, and Rashi learns between the first and second cup, and Rashbam learns first and second and third, a person could drink. He says, "Ben shlishi l'rivi lo yishteh." Between the third cup and the fourth cup, you shouldn't drink. The amrit misad sa'id, and if you would assume that drinking like fills you up, amay yishteh. Why would the Tana permit one to drink before the first and the second cup? It's before you eat the matzah, you're getting filled up. Haka'achil matzah chilagasa. Haka'achil matzah chilagasa. El shmamina migragarir. From here, you're seeing that the wine is migragarir. It makes the person hungrier. All right, let me just do two more tosos with you, and then we'll take a question or two, and I think that will be it. Okay, on Kuf Zayin and Beis, if you look at the third tosos, Afilo Agrippas HaMelech, so everybody with me? So, Piresh Rashbam, Melech Kasher, Mnei Chashmona Iaya. So, Rashbam says he was like an upstanding king. He says, and he was from the Hasmonean dynasty. Vlodak, he wasn't being so careful. The Vesota Imrinan Shigila Mikerva Chechat Simulach Melech Zalguinav Dimaot. So there's an incident in Sota that, you know, they had, there's the Hakel, the Mitzvah Hakel once every 7 years. Agrippa Samelech, when he lain from Sefer Devarim, which is what the king's role is, so he says Mikerva Chechat, like the person should be Miuchas, you should have the proper Yichus. So Chazal teaches that Agrippa had a tainted lineage, and he, like, his eyes filled with tears. So the Tosus is taking to task the Rashbam, who says he was a Melech Kasher, like everything was so good about him, but it was really quite so good, you know, he shouldn't have been the king. You know what I mean? So that's that piece. Okay, now if you look at the next Tosfos, Shia Regila Chol B'Teisha Sha'od, he would eat at the ninth hour of the day. Now the Gemara learns there's different hours of the day that everybody eats. I think the Gemara in Brachot has it. So Yesh Mefarshim in Tosfos, Lafisha Derek Malachim Lamod B'Shlo Sha'od. Someone would say the kings, they get up out of bed at the third hour of the day. That's what the Mishnah says on Daf Tet and Brachot. So if the sun rises at 6 o'clock, the king gets up at 9 o'clock. He says, Vayam in Ahei Kitamid Chacham L'Chol B'Shashishit. Now, Tamid Chacham eat in the sixth hour, which would be from 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock. But for him, the sixth hour would be like the ninth hour. He says, so someone learned Pshat. Why was he eating at the ninth hour? So he gets up 9 o'clock and then nine, and then 6 hours later, that's the thing. Just Vain Niratoso says, Dim Kain Havalela Maymar, Teshot La Gripas, Sheshot the Tamil Chacham. So then, if that was true, the Gemara shouldn't have said it's like 4 hours for us, it's like 6 hours for a Tamil Chacham. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did tonight so far?
Question.
How would you define
let me do Pesach Tav and I'll come to you, Fern. Okay,
what did we say that? Did we say that Rava or someone said that they'd have wine on Erev Pesach to whet their appetite?
Rava would have wine on Erev Pesach, right?
But don't we say they can't have anything that's in the Seder? We don't have anything that's in the Seder. I thought we don't, at least our custom. Anything that's in the Seder, we don't have on Erev Pesach.
No, that's not the case. It's just
obviously not.
The matzah, the matzah, yeah. And I think some want to say the maror, but
we don't have anything from the same. Okay.
Okay, what's up, Fern?
How did we define achilat gasa?
We said Tosfos says there's two achilat gasas. There's one achilat gasa I'm like ready to throw up, and that's not called achila. So if I eat that way on Yom Kippur, I'm stuffed to the gills, and then I take another thing in my mouth, I'm not chayev for violating Yom Kippur with achila, because achilat gasa is not called achila. Then there's another level, which the Gemara refers to, achilat gasa, where you're full, but you're not quite so full as that first one. And that's not ideal, but you would be chayav for achilat Yom Kippur, and you would fulfill the mitzvah of matzah.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay. Let me end the recording.